Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Thank you for caring. You see, Sam? And you said that very few of our customers would care enough to write down suggestions.
No, I said very few of our customers could write.
Well, you are wrong. I mean, look at all of these. Read that. Let's see how we can make Cheers more responsive to its customers' needs.
Cheers should have a happy hour.
Not legal in the state of Massachusetts.
All right. Serve hot hors d'oeuvres.
Conflict of interest with Melville's.
Oh, the old place is really shaping up, isn't it?
You know, there's got to be one practical suggestion in here. Now, here's one. Oh, it's a long one. That means someone really cared. The thing I like best about Cheers is the sense of warmth and affection I get from the employees, especially the manager, who seems to be a generous, open-hearted woman. Did you hear that? The manager. In fact, the only thing needed to complete the loving family feeling of this bar would be if the manager made the naked pretzel with the bartender.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
As a customer, what's good here?
I've heard the beer's okay. You guys seem pretty pumped up tonight. Where are you moving?
We rented some movies and watched them over at Mr. Clayton's apartment.
Don't you guys ever watch anything but The Magnificent Seven?
Well, as a matter of fact, we rented the Magnificent Ambersons, but watched it for a couple of minutes and realized it wasn't a sequel, so we went back to watching The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. Boy, you know, that must have been really something, living back in the old West, you know? When men were men, settling a new frontier.
And, you know, I think one of my past lives, I lived in the old West. And, as far as I recall, I handled myself pretty well.
No one could pull a buckboard like you, Clavin.
You know what the trouble is with the world we live in?
Yeah.
There's no danger. There's no opportunity for three independent hombres like ourselves to stare death in the face and conquer it on our own terms. What about skydiving?
I think there'd be some thrilling, dangerous endeavor we could try, you know?
Why don't you try skydiving? Yeah, everything's just too darn safe in this world.
I teach skydiving and take you up any time.
Hey, I got an idea. What about skydiving?
You mean actually jumping off an airplane, Woody?
It ain't that bad. I've seen a lot of movies of guys skydiving. They're just floating in the air.
Oh, yeah. They're just floating in the air, but the Earth is hurtling upwards at 100 miles an hour.
Guys, take it from someone who's done it well over 2,000 times. You'll never get over the thrill of letting go of that plane and falling through space. You'll never feel such freedom in your life.
Who the hell are you?
Bob Speaks. I'm with a jump club out in Weymouth.
Yeah? Yeah, well, we're very nice to make your acquaintance, Bob. Now, butt out.
Sorry, I didn't know you guys were just blowing smoke. But if you're serious, we could start in the morning, go through a brief orientation, I have you jumping by noon.
Boy, you barking up the wrong tree. These are the three biggest cowards in Boston.
Hey, who you calling coward?
You three cocktail weedies. You You guys don't have the guts to go up there.
Hey, now, don't force them. Not everyone has what it takes.
Oh, hey, just a second, pal. We got what it takes. We got all kinds of what it takes. We could do it if we wanted to. Just question is, do we want to, right, Cliffy?
Want to? Try and stop me, sucker.
Hey, guys, don't leave me out of this.
Hey, whoa, fellas. It's late. You've had a few beers. You'll agree to anything.
Damn right we will. Yeah.
We're all agreed?
Yeah. What's the matter? No, I just caught one of my armpit hairs in my T-shirt.
Stand in the door, count to three, jump. Wait 20 seconds, pull the ripcord. No sweat.
Hey, no problem there, huh, man? We're men, right?
You got it, man.
Well, let's go, man. We're still over the jump zone.
I don't want to not sound like a man or nothing, but this doesn't seem like as much fun as it sounded last night.
Great. Well, you know you're going and done it. We're all pumped up, ready to go. I tell you, it wouldn't spoil the whole thing. It's not fun anymore. So let's go back.
You know, something, Clippy? When you're right, pal. Turn the plane around, will you, pal? Are you sure? None of you wants to go?
You don't think we're checking, do you, Bob?
Oh, don't be silly. No disgrace. This happens all the time. Of course, it's always been the ladies. You're the first guys.
Well, you hear that? We're trailblazers.
Hey, what are we going to tell the guys back at Cheers? We were mouthing off pretty good last night.
No problem, Woody. We just walk in the fire, we look those guys straight in the eye, we lie our socks off.
We can't do that.
Why not? Who's going to know? It's just us and the guy who jumped out before us. He's probably dead by now.
I can't do that. I can't lie. I can't.
We gotta stick together here. We made a pact. Men together, that's male bonding.
Right. Which includes lying and chickening out together.
All right. But I gotta say, I'm not proud of myself.
So what? Cliffy and I never are. Okay, what we need now is a story. One that we can stick to, okay? So whatever we do, we make it simple and believable.
All right, I got it. We jumped, the chute's open, and we landed.
Perfect.
Good. Now, in what order?
Okay, let's make the story a little simpler. Okay?
Well, there wasn't really a whole lot to it. You know, we jumped, chute's open, we landed.
The pilot and the instructor said they'd never seen a first-timer do a triple backward somersault and square right on the bullseye.
So, Woody, how'd you like it?
Oh, he's not much for talking, Sammy. Not Woody. He's a man of action. A simple man. Like me, we both appreciate a simple story. The kind of story you can stick to.
Boy, I tell you, I've always wanted to skydive. I've just never had the guts.
Yeah. What'd it feel like?
Well, imagine it's not like sex, eh? Well, not that I have to imagine what sex is like. But I had plenty of sex and plenty of this, too. Why don't you just get off my back, okay?
Sammy, you don't believe these guys, do you? They didn't jump. You two weaseled out of here last night, went home, you curled up with your wife, and you got under the sheets with your flashlight and Barbie doll.
Carla, they wouldn't make this up.
Oh, yeah? Hey, corn cob.
Oh, me?
No, the other corn cob. Look, if Woody here, who has never told a little white fib in his whole entire life, because he knows that if he does, he'd go straight to H-E double hockey sticks. Says that they jumped, then they jumped. Now, Woody. Did you and your two playmates over there really, really jump out of an airplane?
Well, we went up in the plane, I remember, because I was there.
Yeah?
We were very high, and we looked down. I mentioned we were in the plane?
Yeah.
And the people looked like ants, only the kind of ants you can hardly see.
What, did you jump?
Yes, I jumped, the parachute open, I landed. It was all very simple and believable.
I don't believe you guys really did it. But Woody never lies, so I guess it's the truth. Did you jump?
Yes.
Jump?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I gotta give you guys credit. You know, I'd like to try that someday.
Eh, well, everybody says someday, Sammy. But only a precious few of us have the maracas to try it. Vimmy?
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, listen, I got maracas here. All right, tell you what, why don't the three of you take me out, huh?
Tomorrow, maybe.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Doc?
Actually, you know, my parachute's a dry cleaner, Sam. They were talking like Wednesday, Thursday, you know.
Oh, come on. What are you guys trying to weasel out of this?
Oh, we live for the jump.
Well, all right, then, great. Let's do it, huh? Woody, what do you say?
We did it, okay? We jumped. What do you want from me?
Okay. It's okay.
Guys, we got to talk.
Jump powwow, Sammy. You wouldn't understand.
Listen, guys, you don't have to, but I'm going to go with Sam, okay? I mean, I can't live with the lie, and if I do it, then what I said won't actually be a lie.
Now, Woody, you wouldn't tell everybody else that we didn't jump, would you?
Not unless they asked me. Then I'd have to tell
them. What do you say, Cliffy?
I mean, maybe we just had to get up there once, you know, get the feel of it. Maybe this time we'd actually jump.
Well, okay.
What? Yeah, I'll do it if you'll do it. Well, you know I'll do it. Oh. Hey, well, I'll do it.
All right, then.
All right, let's do it.
All right, come on.
Hey, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. sharp.
All right.
Hey, jump.
Oh, damn. I thought Clavin was up on the ledge.
Time to take that first big step, buddy.
I kind of thought maybe one of you guys would go first.
Good God, man, why?
Well, because you've done it before. You know what you're doing. You know, give me a chance to see how it's done. See if you make it.
Fair enough.
Dick. Da-da-da. If you recall, Cliff, I jumped first last time. You go.
What?
You go! Make me!
Hey, you know something, man? All this bickering is really kind of killing my concentration. Now, I thought the spirit of this whole adventure was some sort of togetherness. Me, I don't feel it. I think we're going to just turn the plane around and go back.
Well, fine, Doug, you know, if that's how you feel, that's okay. I'm not going to jump either. I feel that way, too. What's it, Bob?
Oh, wait a minute, man. You guys didn't jump. You just made that up, didn't you?
Oh, you're right.
Hey, Cliff. Did you jump?
No.
That's great. So you come back to the bar and you lie and you stir up everybody's imagination to the point where you get me up here. I mean, that's low. You know something? I'm going to do it anyway. Not often you get a second chance at life.
What are you talking about?
There was this night when I was playing in Tiger Stadium towards the end of my career. I've been on the bottle for a while, and the coach hadn't been using me. But this was going to be a big game, so I decided I wouldn't have a drink all day long. I was dying, but I knew this would be my last chance to prove myself as a major league pitcher. Sure enough, late innings, the call comes down. Send Malone in. I told him that I couldn't play. My arm hurt. I chickened out. I was afraid to go out there. But I turned tail and I slunk back to the locker room. And I've regretted it every day of my life. And I'll tell you something, damn it. I'm not going to let that happen this time. I'm going out there. Okay, Bob, what do I do here?
Remember what I told you. Get down to the door, count to three, go.
One, two. Okay, here's our story.
Well, nobody really planned it. We just all went out at the same time and decided to grab hands, and there we were in this four-leaf clover formation. We were kind of like the June Taylor dancers out there.
It's kind of a male bonding thing to give yourself a nickname.
Well, I applaud your bravery, but I must say I thought we'd advance beyond the notion that a real man risks his life in pointless confrontations with death. I thought we pretty much accepted that a real man is someone who makes gobs and gobs of money. Like me. Well, see you later, sisters.
You know something? I just had this wild idea. Do you think you guys could jump out of an airplane holding a large banner that said cheers?
For any particular reason?
Well, I was just thinking one of the comments I got in the suggestion box that said you have a really great bar here, but why keep it a secret? Why don't you publicize more?
Well, we could have a cameraman shoot it, maybe even get it on the news.
Ooh, hold on a second here. You're talking about taking a pure sport such as skydiving and tainting it for commercial gain?
Yeah.
Come on, a thing like that could have a tremendous impact.
Hey, so could I.
Well, maybe it isn't such a good idea. Maybe I was wrong. Besides, I might have gone ahead and made a fool of myself and given in to temptation.
Oh, I don't see what that happened.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, I just think it's really exciting, all the danger of drifting through space. You know? I mean, I really wish that there was some way that I could capture that feeling of total abandonment while making love. Talk about a turn-on.
Please do.
Let's just say that this kind of masculine bravado is too sexy for me to resist.
Could you wait right here for a minute?
Could I talk to the June Taylor dancers in the hall?
Sammy, wait a second now. Hey, Will, no, listen to me.
Okay, now remember, this time when you jump out of the plane, hold on to the bottom of the banner and let it spread out so that Otto can get a good shot of it.
Okay, question. How are we supposed to pull our ripcord in and hold on to the banner at the same time?
We won't be pulling the ripcord for 20 seconds. Just count like this. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
Excuse me. Can we make it a shorter state like Maine? You know, one Maine, two Maine, three Maine.
Look, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, I can arrange to have some stunt guys I know jump for you.
Whoa, hold on now. You're talking about money for you guys, money for Otto here, money for the plane. Right, then we're going to hire a stunt crew and all their equipment. That's going to run us, what, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, right?
Yeah, at least. I'm comfortable
with
that.
That's fine with me. Yeah. Great, yeah. Vera has some money for when her folks died. We'll just dip into that.
What a relief, huh? Yeah. I tell you, it's not as hard to chicken out this time, is it?
No, Sammy. The more you do something, the easier it gets.
Yeah. What a heck of a handcart. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I was embarrassed to talk to my mom on the phone the other day. I'd rather die like a fool than live like a coward. Geronimo!
He jumps. I couldn't believe it. He jumped.
Not up here. He's down there. Falling.
Hey, Woody, is it scary?
Well, that's it, man. I'm doing it. I'm going out there.
Really?
You betcha.
Well, so you don't want to pay the money, so you're going to take the chicken route, huh, Sam?
No, I'm doing this for Rebecca. I figure the farther I fall, the hotter she gets.
Who's with me?
I am, Sammy.
No, no, Sam, you turncoat, you.
No, Cliffy, it's as if my whole life came down to this one moment. And if I jump and I make it, I prove to myself that I am worth something, that there's a reason for me being on this earth. Then I can just sit there and plant it on that bar stool for the rest of my life. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, let's turn it around. Now I'm going.
Look at him. Look at him up there.
And there's the banner.
Yay! Yay! Well, I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it with my own two eyes. Chickens can't fly.
Boy, I feel good, Sam. This is the greatest I've ever felt in my life. I'm thinking about doing something really crazy.
Yeah, me too, Woody. I'm thinking about having sex.
Sam, I think we're carrying this male bonding thing a little too far.
Not with me, I mean Rebecca.
Now you're talking.
No, Woody. Say, now that you've seen all that skydiving, how do you feel about a evening of magic?
Well, I have to admit, after seeing that tape, my body feels kind of tingly all over.
Well, I think a very special evening with a very special skydiver could only enhance that feeling.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more.
Hi, Rebecca, you all ready to go?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'll be with you in just one second.
Bob? What about me? Bob didn't jump out of that plane.
And Bob didn't blow chow at 5,000 feet.